Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India scripts history with docking of two satellites under the SpaceX mission, becomes fourth country to achieve this feat. Visiting Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam says both countries on new trajectory of comprehensive strategic partnership. New Delhi welcomes Israel-Hamas ceasefire and hostage release deal, says agreement will lead to a sustained supply of humanitarian assistance in Gaza. Prominent candidates of major political parties to file their nominations for Delhi Assembly elections today. And in Australian Open tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his Mexican partner advanced to second round of men's doubles. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completing docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission after the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO. India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities, including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team. More from our correspondent.
In a historic movement in the Indian space program today, ISRO has successfully docked two spacecrafts in Earth orbit. The Bharatiya docking system developed indigenously by ISRO has evidently accomplished the most important mission that has bearing on future missions like Chandrayaan 4 and having our own Bharatiya space station. The docking technology is essential in space when multiple rocket launches are aimed at achieving common mission goals. The technology involves development of docking sensors, power transfer technology, inter-satellite communication link and inbuilt intelligence. In the coming days, ISRO will demonstrate the transfer of electric power between the docked spacecrafts before undocking. The spacecrafts after separation will be used for the application missions. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientists and engineers communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. In a social media post, the president said, "This achievement paves the way for country's future endeavors in space exploration, such as Chandrayaan 4, India's planned space station, and Gaganyaan." Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Talking to media on the occasion, President Shanmugaratnam said, "India and Singapore are now on a new trajectory with the upgrade of their relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which was announced during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's last visit to Singapore in September last year." He highlighted that both countries are exploring new initiatives in sustainability and digital space. He emphasized the possibility of a data corridor for financial institutions between the GIFT City in Gujarat and Singapore and another renewable energy corridor between both the countries. President Tharman mentioned that India was one of the first few countries to recognize Singapore's independence in 1965, and the relation between both the countries has grown since then.
India was one of the first few countries to recognize Singapore's independence in 1965, and since then our relationship has grown by bound. It's a natural partnership between a small country, Singapore, and a very large country, India, but we found ways to cooperate in ways that are mutual interests. In a whole range of areas, our business relationships are thriving. In fact, Singapore is the largest investor in India for many years now. Our defense relationship is strong. Our relationship in skilling has been very active in recent years, and it continues to grow.
The President of Singapore also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Later in the day, President Shaina Mugaratnam will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. The Singapore President will also visit Odisha from tomorrow till the 18th of this month. The Defence Ministry today signed a contract with Bharat Dynamics Limited for the supply of medium-range surface-to-air missiles for the Indian Navy at a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. According to the Ministry, the medium-range surface-to-air missile system is a standard fit on board multiple Indian naval ships and is planned to be fitted on the majority of the future platforms planned for acquisition. Nomination process is in full swing for the Delhi Assembly polls, as just one day is left for filing of nomination papers. Several prominent candidates of Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are going to file their nominations today. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Gopal Rai and Harish Khurana, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ashish Sood and Kapil Mishra of BJP are going to file their nominations today from different assembly constituencies in the national capital. Sandeep Dixit and Ariba Khan, among some other party candidates, are also going to submit their nominations today. A report.
The candidates are holding road shows and visiting religious places to seek blessings before filing their nominations. Tomorrow is the last day for filing nomination. Meanwhile, all three prominent parties have started roping in their star campaigners in the city to campaign in favor of their candidates. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold two road shows in Seelampur and Ghoda area, while senior BJP leaders including Arjun Ram Meghwal, Bhagirath Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur, Sanjeev Balyan, Manoj Tiwari, Ravi Kishan and Anil Baluni, among others, are accompanying BJP candidates from various constituencies to file their nominations. From Congress side, Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy also held press conference in New Delhi and promised that Congress will provide LPG cylinders at 500 rupees if voted to power. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has directed political parties to take necessary measures for prominent labelling of AI-generated and synthetic content shared for campaigning during elections. The Commission has issued advisory to the heads of all political parties, saying that campaigners will need to include disclaimers in advertisements and promotional content disseminated online. Bharat Rashtra Samiti Working President and former State Minister K. Tarak Rama Rao today appeared before the Enforcement Directorate ED in Hyderabad for questioning. Mr. Rao is facing a money laundering probe relating to alleged irregularities in payments amounting to about 55 crore rupees during the previous BRS regime. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has welcomed the announcement of the agreement for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said this agreement will lead to a safe and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The deal between Israel and Hamas on ceasefire in Gaza and release of hostages is set to begin on Sunday and will last for 42 days. Hindenburg Research, known for short-selling activities, has been shut down by founder Nate Anderson. The decision comes amid the widespread controversial report on India-based Adani Group. Mr. Anderson did not cite a specific reason for the closure, but termed it a personal decision. The government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. Sharing a video message on a social media platform on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has left no stone unturned to encourage a culture of startups in the country.
देश ने स्टार्टअप इंडिया अभियान शुरू किया तो देश के युवाओं ने दिखा दिया कि वो क्या कुछ कर सकते हैं आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है.
And now, news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The world's largest spiritual gathering is set to witness a grand cultural extravaganza from today. The event, titled Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh, to continue till 24th of next month, will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. Meanwhile, the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is weaving a powerful narrative of environmental protection alongside culture and spirituality. The city will host Green Mahakumbh on the 31st of this month. We have a report.
The Green Mahakumbh will bring together more than 1,000 environmental and water conservation workers from across the country. As part of the Green Mahakumbh, a national level discussion will focus on issues related to nature, environment, water and cleanliness. Discussions will explore ways to raise awareness among Mahakumbh visitors about environmental protection and cleanliness, as well as campaigns being undertaken to promote these efforts. Administration is refraining from using plastic in the Mela area. Instead, it is relying on kulhad, dona and pattals, which are biodegradable materials, to replace thermocol and plastic. Use of solar power, eco-friendly transport like e-vehicles have been other features of Mahakumbh 2025. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
Actor Saif Ali Khan, who was attacked by unknown assailants last night, is now stable and out of danger. The actor was rushed to the Leelavati Hospital early morning today with a severe injury to his thoracic spinal cord caused by a 2-inch knife lodged in the cord. Talking to reporters, Dr. Nitin Dange, neurosurgeon at Leelavati Hospital, provided an update on actor Saif Ali Khan's condition.
Mr. Saif Ali Khan was admitted in the morning at 2 a.m. at Leelavati Hospital with alleged history of assault by some unknown person. Major injury to the thoracic spinal cord due to lodged knife in the spine. Surgery was performed to remove the knife and also repair the leaking spinal fluid. Two other deep wounds on his left and one on the neck was repaired by plastic surgery team. He is recovering well and out of danger.
The police have reported that the assailant entered the actor's house through the stairs during a robbery attempt. The suspect has been identified and 10 detection teams are currently working to locate and apprehend him. On to sports. In the Coco World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams have advanced to the quarterfinals with outstanding performances. The Indian women's team is set to face Malaysia this evening, while the Indian men's team will compete against Bhutan later tonight. Their match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue. More from our correspondent.
In their group stage match, the Indian men's team secured a commanding 70-38 victory over Peru yesterday. They dominated right from turn 1 and maintained their momentum through turn 2. Their control continued into turns 3 and 4, resulting in a clinical 32-point win. This impressive performance not only secured their quarterfinal spot, but also highlighted their strong title aspirations. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team delivered a stunning 116 victory against Iran to earn their place in the quarterfinals. They started with their signature aggressive approach, eliminating Iran's first batch in just 33 seconds. Both the Indian men's and women's team are currently leading the points table in their respective groups. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Australian Open tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji with his Mexican partner Miguel Angel Reyes Barrela have advanced to the second round of men's doubles. The duo defeated Alexander Nedovyasov of Kazakhstan and Robin Haas of Netherlands in the first round this morning. Balaji is the only remaining Indian in the tournament. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading firmly in the afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 348 points to 77,072 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 114 points, almost 0.5% to 23,327. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India scripts history with docking of two satellites under the SpaceX mission, becomes fourth country to achieve this feat. Visiting Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam says both countries on new trajectory of comprehensive strategic partnership. New Delhi welcomes Israel-Hamas ceasefire and hostage release deal, says agreement will lead to a sustained supply of humanitarian assistance in Gaza. Prominent candidates of major political parties to file their nominations for Delhi Assembly elections today. And in Australian Open tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji with his Mexican partner advanced to second round of men's doubles. And with that, we end the midday news.